Good morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The injunction in the first reading from the book of Ezekiel is one that every preacher, and indeed every Christian, should take to heart. If you do not speak out to dissuade the wicked, I will hold you responsible for his death. But if you warn the wicked, and he refuses to turn from his way, he shall die for his guilt, but you shall save yourself. The gospel is good news for the poor, the sick, the lonely, for those who mourn, for those who are brokenhearted. But it is also good news for the sinner. I might even say it is especially good news for the sinner. Jesus told us that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Of course, good people, like the vast majority of you here, know that in the sight of God we are all sinners, and that none of us can be saved without the grace of God. And as Christians, we also know that salvation comes from the revelation of God to Israel, and from the fulfillment of that revelation in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Further, we acknowledge that we are not perfect, that we have sinned and we may sin again. But we also know that sins can be forgiven, and therefore we have hope in the love and mercy of Almighty God. We need to remember the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, which teaches us that we must be careful not to think too well of ourselves. We must also be careful not to condemn others because we do not know all that is in their hearts. But we also know that evil exists in our world, that there is injustice, cruelty, poverty, and oppression. There is war and violence, murder and robbery, rape and torture, and the exploitation of the weak. There is pornography and prostitution, adultery, homosexuality, self-abuse, and other unspeakable crimes. So St. Paul tells us, following the words of Jesus himself, that all the commandments are summed up in the love of neighbor. If we love our neighbor, we will wish him well, we will give him the benefit of the doubt, we will not pry into his business. But if we see him sinning, we must seek to correct him. As Jesus tells us in today's gospel, we should do so discreetly and compassionately. But we must speak out, both for his own good and for the good of others. He may not pay any attention to us, and God knows the church is ignored and even mocked by many in our society today. But if we do not proclaim the truth of God's commandments and God's love, who will? If we do not offer forgiveness and hope to the sinner, where will he find it? If we do not bear witness to the grace of God in our own lives, we will become false to ourselves, and God will surely condemn us. We cannot compel sinners to convert, but we can offer them the argument of our words, the example of our lives, and the blessing of our prayers. And if we do all that, then we can safely commit our souls to the infinite mercy of Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.